Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life. How are you doing today? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling? What's up? Again, I always say this, but it's been a while. The podcast is something I really enjoy doing. But I've been working on videos. I've been finishing up this book. Just so you know, Conversations with Your Best Friend, the book, is coming out very, very, very soon. I'm extremely, extremely excited. Really looking forward to it because it's just been like a huge, huge piece of my life. And it feels like life's work. It feels like one of those things where once I get this out, I'm just going to be good for a while. I shared all the things that I know in my head, all the experiences that I've had. There's kind of a, if you enjoy the podcast, it's just like, imagine that in book form, but just in more depth and more detail. And it's, I probably put more time into this than I have in anything in quite a long time. It's been like my just, I don't want to say obsession, but it's been something I've been so focused on, and just it's bringing up so much. And it's been a crazy time. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of what it took to get this book out there and what's been going on with me. So of course, as you know, I went through a divorce not that long ago, and the divorce is just about finalized. It's been not an easy process. I'm just really grateful though that we're in good communication and we're working things out and we're kind of figuring that out. So when I was in November, I was in Peru and I kind of got the sign to come out to LA and kind of the Southern California area for a bit. So I stayed with some family for a little while, and what was interesting about that is I was staying with my great aunt, and she was going through this sort of this health thing, and she had this really bad rash on her leg, and it was like every night was keeping her up, and she was itching and she was in pain and just was going to different doctors and really just didn't know what was going on. It was like this, it was rough to see her because I was trying to be positive, but it was like every night she couldn't sleep, and you know, the itching, and it looked gnarly, I'm not gonna lie. It's just kind of covering her leg, and she would go to one doctor and they would say, I think it might be this, and try this and come back in a couple of weeks if it doesn't work. And then she'd go to another doctor and they'd say, well, maybe I think it's this, it could be a bite, it could be all sorts of different things. And she was just kind of going in this state and really struggling with it. So eventually I left there and I rented a place in Topanga Canyon, which is somewhere I've always wanted to live. It's just a magical town. It's about 30 minutes outside of LA and it feels like you're in a completely different world. So it's cool if you want to be able to get into the city, you can. But honestly, I was feeling so just frustrated. I'm going to pause for a second. I realize sometimes I get so excited and I have so much to share. And I'm going to take a deep breath. So I was not feeling LA. Nothing against LA, but I've done the city thing. And it was interesting to me coming into a city where it is so much about show business and making it and growth and, you know, fame and all this stuff and who do you know, and coming from a place where I feel like I've already achieved enough to know that that's not really fulfilling. I've already had enough level of success and fame and whatever you want to call it to be like, yeah, whatever. So I just didn't have that same drive, and I got to hang out with some awesome people. I got to go surfing with friend, if you know Casey Neistat, big YouTuber, he invited me surfing. It was the first time I really ever went surfing and had an amazing time. He's just a cool dude. Just like, I feel like it's funny being, hanging out with him. You feel like almost like you're on the vlog, like just the way, like his life is very, in some ways similar, I would say, to his YouTube channel. He's very like, you know, vulnerable and honest with just who he is. And he's not someone who just turns on for camera. He is like, he's a thoughtful dude. He's extremely driven, motivated, always working, but also I from my perspective has kind of come out to LA and found more of a work-life balance, which is cool to see. But he invited me surfing and we jumped on the electric motorbikes and zipped and we went. And the day before I ran into him at the beach, and I've actually been doing this cold training practice. So he was in with his friend Max, they were surfing, and you know, he kind of invited me over just to say hi. And I went in the water, no wetsuit or anything, and it was freezing, but I stayed in the water for maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, and you're going to hear a train go by. Don't mind the train. he invited me in the water, and I just kind of like, he thought I was just going to come out and say hi, and ended up staying in there for a while because I've been kind of doing this cold training, and the cold training has been quite fascinating. Just to kind of back up a little bit, I was in Peru, And just by default, you're taking cold showers. And granted, when it's hot, and it was very hot, and you get into a cold shower, it's a bit of a different experience. But still, taking a cold shower is kind of a, can be a bit of a shocking thing. So I just found myself like thrust into this cold shower situation going on. And what I found was that when I was like in LA, I would take a hot shower, and at the end, I just, something in me was like, you're gonna turn the water cold and freezing by the end of this, and you're gonna end on a cold shower. And I had heard about, you know, I knew about Wim Hof and, you know, the Iceman, and I've heard a lot about the benefits of taking cold showers, but it wasn't something I really felt compelled to. But here, all of a sudden, I found myself just in this situation where I was taking colder and colder showers, and was really enjoying it. And one thing I was starting to see is how much the mind wants to go to fear. And this is a big piece of this podcast right now. Like, so much of what I've been experiencing this past month, because I've been writing this book, and a lot of the book is about looking at the false world that most people are living in, looking at the false character that you think you need to be, and how much fear is driving you and motivating you, and how to dissolve and destroy that false character so you can actually live in alignment with who you are. And so the book is designed to really help you do that. And in a lot of ways, that's really a simple thing. In a lot of ways, it's the scariest and most confronting thing that you'll ever do in your life. But it's the journey of life. And it's, I've been going through it and went through it for years, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And now that I'm kind of out on the other side, it's quite wonderful. It doesn't mean that just because life makes perfect sense to me and I've seen this false character and dissolve the ego, doesn't mean I don't get wrapped up into it at times or don't still go into fear in moments, but I know where it comes from, and very quickly I'm able to snap myself out of it. I'm not driven by fear anymore. And if I am in a moment, I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing there. And I kind of just drop it and smile and laugh and keep going. One of the things I started to see with the cold was, you know, when it's like, think about when it's cold out and you go outside, it's winter right now, depending on where you are, it might be cold. You go outside and it's like immediately the wind blows against your, you know, your jacket, and you tense up and, oh God, it's so cold, and you start shivering and like whatever it is, your body tenses up and your breathing tenses and you start to feel this like uncomfortable feeling, and you just feel uncomfortable. Now, what's interesting is that so much of that is mental, just like with like eating or fasting. You know, the body doesn't need to eat that often, especially if you eat often and you go for a fast. You're going to get hungry really quickly. But what I've seen, I've done up to 5-day water fast a number of times, and you know, the hunger eventually goes away, but that's the first line of defense. That's the first thing that says like, hey man, I need to eat. And if your mind thinks you need to eat and you start freaking out and you spiral into this whole crazy, you know, control thing, and it messes up the fast, because then you get given to eating. And granted, like if you don't give in to eating, you just allow yourself to be present and be aware of the feeling, eventually that feeling of hunger goes away. And it doesn't, I mean, it might come back a few times, but after a couple of days of not eating, that hunger just actually kind of fades away. It's really interesting. And again, if you're going to fast, be smart about it. Do a lot of research, reading. Start with something small, 12 hours a day, and kind of build up from there. I didn't just jump into a 5-day fast by any means. So same thing goes to the cold. If you're going to try to do cold showers, like start with something just, you know, pretty cold, and for a minute or whatever it is, and work your way into something colder. So I was finding myself more and more confronted, you know, from being in the ocean to where I was staying in LA. There was a pool and a hot tub, and the pool was not heated. It was freezing, and the hot tub was obviously very hot. And it was this weird sensation where I started to notice I'd be in the hot tub, and the first time I jumped in the pool, I was like, like hyperventilating and just completely freaking out, and like kind of a little bit worried, like, oh, what's going to happen? Am I going to freeze up? And then slowly, the more I did it, I just got more and more relaxed. And suddenly that feeling of that hyperventilation, which I thought I had to have, just kind of calmed me down. And the problem with the hyperventilation is you can actually, you know, you're sucking a lot of heat out of your body and you're losing a lot of energy. Whereas if you stay calm, your body eventually kind of balances itself out. So what I was finding is that the more I did the cold training, the more it just became a natural thing. Like I'd be sitting in the hot tub, and it wasn't like, at first it was just sort of like, oh, okay, I'm gonna try it and work my way up to it and kind of build it up in my mind. And here we go, oh, we're doing it, jumping in, you know, freaking out. And then slowly over time that started to shift. What I started to notice was it was just natural that my body, there's something like would overtake my being and just put me in the cold water. I didn't have to think about it, I didn't have to worry about it, I didn't have to wonder about it or question whether I should or shouldn't. It just would happen. I'm like, okay, well, same with the shower. Like, well, I'm turning a cold. Here we go. And I would get in and it would just be freezing and I'd be fine. And what I started to see more and more was my mind always wanted to go to fear and freaking out. But when I got over that piece and I just felt the sensation, something huge shifted. I remember the first time taking a really cold shower and just chilling there. I was like, wait a minute, this is just a feeling. And when I think it's this bad feeling and it's uncomfortable and painful and whatever, then it just perpetuates in my mind and it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm like, oh, God, and then you jump out. But when I just feel the feeling, once I get over that little bit of fear, all of a sudden that uncomfortable feeling, the discomfort and the pain or whatever the thing is, starts to just fade and you're just present. You're like, okay, it's just another sensation. It almost feels like kind of sensual at times. Like, it's really interesting. Like, it can be a good feeling when you just are present with it. So I had been doing this for a little bit and I get up to Topanga and I rent a spot and, you know, I was looking for a perfect place to stay in Topanga and I was doing a lot of research on Airbnb and, you know, Craigslist and all this stuff. And then I just reached out to a friend and told her I was looking and she actually lives in Topanga. And she's like, well, it's funny you say that because one of my close friends who lives like a minute away from me is looking to rent her place for a month. Can you talk to her? And I talked to her and I checked the place out and it was perfect. And boom. So it's just also a good reminder of like community and sometimes reaching out like in the real world. I spent so much time and energy in Craigslist and internet trying to figure something out. And then it was such a simple thing just to make a phone call to a friend and ask for support. So if you're struggling, sometimes just asking for friends for support is helpful. So I went out to Topanga and, it was beautiful. It was much more of like a secluded thing. I didn't see people that often. I'd hang out with people and friends and stuff. But like a lot of my days were just kind of by myself, going for hikes, just kind of doing more like internal work and trying to finish the book. But what I found at first is I was getting really stressed out and I was dealing with a lot of technical issues with my book and I was freaking myself out because here I was, you know, post-divorce, struggling with that and some court-related legal stuff, and then dealing with this book and being excited throughout the whole process of the book, but now having to actually like put it online and deal with the cover art and stuff was just stressing me out. And one day I woke up and I started to notice this little rash on my face. A few days later, it started to spread to my legs and my arms. And within a few days of that, I was completely covered. My left eye was completely swollen, shut. I almost looked like a Quasimodo or something. And my left arm had this huge red patch on it and random patches throughout. Both my legs were covered in these red. It almost looked like I was burned or cut really badly. On my chest, there was this long red line. And I just broke out into some sort of allergic reaction or something. And it was painful. It was extremely itchy. I was putting on oil all the time. I started taking baths. I was taking one or two baths, like oatmeal baths every single day, Epsom salt baths, just like whatever I could do to find relief. And it was really rough. And I did not go to a doctor. I did not take any antihistamines, which a lot of people were saying you need to take antihistamines. You know, it could be allergic reaction. I didn't take anything for it. All I did was relax. And first off, I want to say, no matter what situation you're in, I'm not here to give medical advice. This is my own experience of this. I'm not here to tell you what's right, what's wrong, what you should or shouldn't do. I just want to express my experience and what happened to me. And maybe you'll learn something or maybe whatever it is. So for the last 10 plus years, I haven't taken any pharmaceutical medication. I've taken maybe Advil 3 or 4 times, like with some headaches from really stressful times, like with doing like the cooking show and stuff and traveling. But that aside, I haven't taken any prescription medication for anything. I have not taken any medication in general that isn't just natural, plant medicine, essentially, plant medication, as you could say, something that grows naturally from the ground. There's a lot of reasons for this. One reason is that growing up, kind of being on the more doctor side, my dad's a doctor and just living in that modern world, anytime I was sick, it was like medicine. Anytime I had a headache, it was Advil. And that was the point in my life I was taking Advil almost every day for like a year. It was crazy. If I had a flu, it was Triaminic and Robitussin or cold or whatever the things were. And, you know, I was taking antibiotics for different things. And I had taken painkillers after surgery. I was taking Adderall for ADHD and flu shots and Claritin and heartburn medication and all this stuff. And my life, to me, that was normal. That was just how it was. You get sick, you take this thing. And I perceived that it was making things better because eventually I got better, right? But when I got older and I didn't have any money and I'm living in Brooklyn, I'm learning more about health and taking care of myself and food is medicine, I started to strip back all the things that didn't matter in my life. And one of the big things that I started to notice was that I had this idea that I needed to take this medicine, but I never really researched what else there was out there. So what I started to see was I would do things like I learned about fasting and how animals, when they get sick, oftentimes they fast because the body, instead of using the energy to break down the food, it needs energy to actually heal itself. So one time I got really sick and I had a fever and everything, and I was like, okay, let's try this out. You know, if it gets worse, sure, you know, I'll call a doctor or whatever, but I'm just gonna fast for a day. I fast for a day, I woke up the next morning, I was totally healed. I was like, whoa, that was crazy. Because usually when I take medication, the cold or the flu or whatever the thing was, like, lingers on for quite a while. And again, there are things that are obviously worse than others. And depending on where you are in your life, like, I'm not here to tell you to try this, because I was starting to get into a much healthier place. And if your body is healthy, it can cure almost anything by itself. If your body's not healthy and your spirit's not healthy and your emotions are not healthy, then it's gonna wreak havoc. But when you're in a healthy place and you get sick, it actually makes you stronger. Same with germs. You know, it's like these antibacterial soaps and antibacterial sanitation hand sprays and all this stuff. It's like that all this anti stuff is actually can be really messing with people, because avoiding germs, it's like they say it creates the super virus. So I'm not someone who worries about germs, because I let my body take in what it needs to and fight its stuff off, because I know I'm healthy, and I know if I get sick, I'm just getting stronger and building my immune system. So this has just been kind of my, for the last 10 years, it's been my mindset of like learning how to heal myself, eating well, food is preventative medicine. When you go to a doctor, oftentimes they're giving you stuff for the side effects anyway. It's like with allergies, I knew I could do allergy shots and I could take Claritin and stuff, but Claritin, you know, it would dry me up, but it didn't necessarily, it wasn't curing the allergies, it would just made some of the symptoms easier. And when I started to realize, like, oh, that's, you're saying that's the thing that most of these drugs are doing, they're just helping with the symptoms, they're helping with the headache, I'm like, I can just deal with the pain and I'll just take care of it myself. Or with allergies, doing things like apple cider vinegar and neti pots, just like natural ways to kind of help myself. Just it's a lot more empowering in my experience. So flash forward, here I am, sitting in this tub covered in these rashes, and I'm obsessing about these rashes and noticing where my mind goes to fear, noticing what I'm thinking about other people I'm talking to, like, oh, you gotta see a doctor, or you should do this or do that, and noticing like what the stories are I'm telling myself and how often I'm obsessing and looking at these rashes like all the time and wondering, is it getting better? Taking pictures, did it get better today? Did it get worse? How do I know? What's the thing? What's going on? When's this gonna happen? Is this just gonna be me forever? Even going online, looking up rashes and seeing 50 reasons this could be this or that or the other thing, and starting to freak myself out and go wild over it. And the more I did that and the more the panic set in, the more I was able to see that I still had these fears in my head and that I was being tested, because my book is so much about fear and dissolving fear and looking at fear. And it was like these internal scars coming out, because what we experience internally comes out externally. A lot of health issues come from the inside. You know, a lot of things like stress creates so many problems with ourselves. And the doctor might see something and say, okay, well, you have this and it could be this and take this. But if they're not looking at the whole being, that's why like holistic health is becoming more popular. If they're not looking at the whole being and what's going on internally, it can totally mess you up. And I think back to a few years ago, I was doing the show for MTV. It was a really wild time in my life. I was doing MTV and YouTube, traveling the world and getting a lot of success, but also like under a lot of pressure. And I started to develop this really weird rash. And the rash was like, it was some sort of allergic reaction to the cold. So let's say I had a cold water bottle, not freezing, but just a cold water bottle on my arm. And I was kind of like carrying it like, you know, inside my arm, like my elbow. Well, after a few minutes, if I took that cold water off, my whole arm would be swelled up. If I got into cold water, my body would break out into hives. And I did not know what was going on. And I reached out to my dad and I told him about it. And my dad's a doctor, so I expected some sort of scientific kind of whatever thing. And he goes, I was shocked. He goes, you know, you're under a lot of pressure right now, and it could just be stress. You know, the body can react to stress in really different ways. And it just hit me because I was not expecting that. And so I just started looking into the stress, and I started relaxing more and taking care of myself, and it went away. And it has not come back since. And it was a really big problem because especially when it was cold, my hands would start burn. Like we would go out in winter, I'd have crazy gloves because my hands would start burning and they would get frozen and they would freeze up. And it was just like, it was really bad. So again, flash forward, here I am dealing with this new health issue. And instead of freaking out, you know, there was some fear again at first, but instead of freaking out, I just allowed myself time to self-care. I thought about it. I'm like, what's really going on here? Why could this be happening? And I started thinking about the stress and the divorce and everything. And I was like, I'm in Topanga. I need to, you know, I'll keep finishing my book and working, but I need to really take care of myself. And suddenly I found myself spending days by myself inside, again, taking baths every day, eating well, and just relaxing. And eventually, over time, and I think the whole thing was maybe 10 days. By the end of the 10 days, pretty much all the rashes were gone. And I have, even now, a couple of weeks later, I can like just barely see the remnants of it. Because it wasn't like hives that just come up and go away. Like it was like my skin was like burned badly, just without actually being burned. So it was really odd. But now it's great. And I feel great. And I've been able to take care of myself. And I'm in Encinitas right now by the beach. And this last month was kind of this final hurrah to LA, and or not LA, but just Southern California. Encinitas is closer to San Diego. Staying right in the beach and going to the beach all the time, doing a lot of working out, eating really well, taking care of myself. And just having the time of my life, going in the water, doing more cold training. And I've been meeting with my friend weekly for these work meetings. We just kind of go to the beach and we talk and we walk and we hang out. And she invited me to this thing yesterday that was kind of like Wim Hof, if you know anything about Wim Hof and Iceman and breath work and stuff. And I've done a lot of the cold training, but I've never done the full cold plunge in the super cold water. So we went over there, and the guy that did this work was super passionate. And he's just like giving these kind of free trials at his house as he's building out this business, and he's worked with like thousands of people, and just super passionate about the mind and realizing that we think, you know, science, we think we know everything in science right now, but like things are always changing and we're always discovering new stuff. And, you know, the breathing in our society, we're not really taught how to breathe. And because of that, we when we get stressed out and we get anxious and we shorten our breath, we constrict ourselves and we stress our bodies out, and all, there's all these different things that happen. But by doing breath work, you can actually like heal your body and calm your nervous system and even balance your pH. We did like a pee test before and after just from breathing, not eating any differently, just from the hour of breath work. And my pH went up like almost like one full point from being more acidic to being more balanced and neutral. And that was wild. Just literally from breathing. Also breathing helps you lose weight. And I do a lot of teaching in voice. And what's cool about breathing is it's like when you stress out, the moment you stressed out, your breathing constricts, you know, like the cold, when you're stressed and cold, or when you get anxiety, our breathing struggles and it gets tighter. But when we actually take time to pause and relax and take deep breaths, like nice deep breath in right now, like, when we take time to actually pause and breathe, it's really quite fascinating what happens, because you just relax and there's so much healing that happens in that relaxation. So he took us into a room and we did these breathwork exercises for like 45 minutes or so. And in between, we'd do like 40 breaths, big breaths, like big, filling up your whole chest and your lungs and your throat and your belly and everything. And we do these big breaths of 40 or so times. And then in between, he would have us hold our breath. And he didn't tell us how long we held our breath. And by the end, I could tell it was pretty long. I had no idea. And he finally told us after it was all done, he said we held our breath like for 3.5-4 minutes. I can't remember exactly, but like almost 4 minutes. I had no idea, just from the breathing exercise. That was crazy. So after that, we did the cold plunging. And we first went into a tank that was about 48 degrees. And I sat there for 5 minutes. I didn't know how long he timed us and kind of told us when to get out, but I sat there for 5 minutes. Right when I got in, I felt my body almost go to the place of, because it was definitely colder than anything I had been in before. And then I just remembered, breathe, be calm. Just breathing lightly through my nose, calm, just feeling the sensation, even feeling the burning in my arms, because your body, like, it wants to protect all its vital organs, so you stay warm in your core, but your arms and your extremities get colder. I was just feeling really, really calm and smiling and just being present. And then we got out, went into a hot tub for 5 or 10 minutes, and then went into a pool that was 36 degrees. I did that for about a minute and a half and just sat there. And then I was done. And granted, I hadn't done any cold training to that degree before. Having already prepped myself in this space of fear was amazing. And I like pushing my body physically in these ways because it reminds me that I can handle anything. Anytime panic sets in, anytime there's this idea of, like, you know, you're freaking out or there's some sort of panic, it's easy for the mind to just run and just go crazy and make up all these stories and assumptions. But our body, our being is powerful, extremely powerful. It can heal itself and take care of itself. And when we learn and train ourselves to remain calm in intense situations, stressful situations, suddenly there's a peace that we didn't even know was possible. We experience this level of peace and presence that we did not even know was possible. So if you're someone out there who's struggling with something, anything, and you notice that you're getting fearful, a great little technique I like to do is just sit still. I know it sounds crazy, but one thing I noticed let me just say this first, that when I had this whole rash thing happen, it gave me so much empathy and compassion for people who do go through health issues and don't know what to do and go, like, going from doctor to doctor and they're struggling. Like my relative was, like, just not knowing what to do. That's why it's so important for me to be able to take matters into my own hands. And again, there are situations where, of course, going to a medical professional is going to be the thing for you to do. And I'm not here to tell you what to do or not to do. But the more we can learn to take care of ourselves, the more our reality actually starts to shift away from being helpless and being empowered. And there's only so much I can explain without you first experiencing yourself. But I had so much empathy for people that struggle, that have these health issues happen and they just don't know what to do and they just kind of give their trust to someone and maybe it helps and maybe it doesn't. And so one thing that I've been really focused on that's been really helpful for me is just experiencing the sensation of something. Next time you're doing something that's unpleasant, instead of labeling it as good or bad, just sit with it. It's so easy in this world that we live in to stay busy. People are, oh, busy, busy, busy. I'm always busy. I got this to do today. Then I got to go here. Then I got to go here. It's like, okay, cool. Like, why? Well, I got to do this. And then I got to take care of this. And I got to mail this out. And I got to go to the bank. And then it's like, yes, there's always going to be things we have to do we don't want to do. But are we staying busy just to stay busy? Are we staying busy just so we can avoid actually looking at ourselves, actually feeling our feelings? Because there's not a single person out there, I guarantee, that doesn't have 5 minutes in the day to just pause and sit still. And just feel, not watching something, not listening to something, not reading, not even doing things that are, you know, bettering yourself. I had a conversation with a friend recently where it's like, podcasts can be great, like this one, but podcasts can be great. But also there's, when we do things, we listen to podcasts, we listen to other people talk, you know, we can learn a lot, but at some point it can become a distraction. At some point it can become this thing where we're just doing it because we don't want to just sit with our own stillness, with our own mind. We're like, yeah, but I'm learning so much. It's like, okay, there's only so much that you can learn. That's why, like, in this podcast, like, if you can take away one thing, it's sitting still. Turn this podcast off in a second once I tell you this little practice that I've been telling you. And here's the thing, and turn it off and just sit in bed or sit in a chair and just feel what's coming up for you. Just get present to the feeling. Don't say, oh, I'm feeling anxious, this is bad, and try to, I just need to bring in some positivity or love or gratitude. No, just feel. And as you continue to feel, start to notice the sensation that's attached to that feeling and that idea. Maybe you're getting stressed. Where do you feel? Do you feel tension in your chest, in your stomach, in your throat? What is the feeling that's associated with those thoughts, with those ideas? and just allow them to be. Just let them come up, see them. Don't try to like silence your mind, or this isn't like meditation in the classical form of like silence your mind, throwing out thoughts. No, just let them be there. Let the thoughts be there, but just have an awareness around them. And as you have this awareness, just breathe. Nice calm breaths. And what you start to notice is that your attachment to the fear surrounding these things starts to dissipate as you allow yourself to process it. And this is something you should do every day. Not trying to check out, not trying to run, not watching something or listening to something or eating something because you don't want to feel, but just sitting with, okay, you're feeling anxious, cool, sit with that feeling. Where's it coming from? Go into the feeling, because the more we push it down, the more we run from it, the worse it gets. But when we sit with it, when we sit in the cold, and we allow ourselves to feel the chill of the ice bath, and we just breathe, we start to realize it's not so bad. We're in control. We have our breath. We have our peace. Life is good. Love you all very much. Check out You Enjoy Life for more goody goody goodness.